The DEC is proposing to renew what's called a pesticide general permit for using chemicals to control mosquitoes, weeds, invasive plants, or forest pests. It allows for the discharge of chemical or biological pollutants into waterways and regulates that pollution on lands statewide, except for lands in the Metlakatla Indian Reserve and the Denali National Park and Preserve. The state took over responsibility for permitting the use of pesticides from the Environmental Protection Agency in 2012, and the DEC's existing general permit expires October 31st. A public comment period on the renewal was set to end September 2nd, but it has been extended until October 3rd. Jim Repkema is the Stormwater and Wetlands Program Manager with the state's Division of Water.
We received a couple of comments requesting for an extension, and with that, the department reviewed those comments and authorized the extension for the 30 days.
Because of the extended comment period, the existing permit may expire before the state is able to renew. Pesticide use that's already authorized, however, would be allowed to continue until the permit is renewed or the DEC decides not to renew. The Petersburg Borough Government sent a letter in August seeking the comment extension, along with public hearings on the permit renewal. The letter cites concerns with chemical contamination of fish, habitat, and drinking water sources. The borough is asking for additional protections for pesticides applied near any fish habitat or drinking water. The letter says, quote, "Our fishermen rely on clean, uncontaminated water for the proper development of the seafood harvested," unquote. Brian Lynch was one of the local residents urging the municipal government this summer to write the state about the extension. He calls it vitally important to have hearings in Petersburg and elsewhere.
I would like to see public hearings around the state. This is a statewide permit, and I think it's really imperative. There are a lot of people really concerned about this issue and how it affects both human and environmental health. So it's, I think it's a really important thing.
Lynch encouraged people to get online and learn about the permit and comment to the DEC. The DEC's Repkema says his agency plans to do some outreach but has not yet scheduled any hearings.
At this time, the department honored the request for the extension. At this time, a hearing isn't planned as yet. The Division of Water Director is going to be in the southeast area and is looking to do some public outreach.
Repkema thinks that outreach will happen sometime in September. In 2013, a state regulation change eliminated the need for pesticide use permits on state-owned lands. State agencies only have to write what's called an integrated pest management plan that outlines the planned use of pesticides. The Department of Transportation has filed such a plan for controlling weeds, trees, and shrubs along roadways statewide. Southeast residents in the past have opposed prior proposals to use chemicals along roadways. Department of Transportation spokesman Jeremy Woodrow says the agency has not done any vegetation control with herbicides along state roads in Southeast, and he says the agency doesn't have any plans to do so in the future in the region. He writes in an email that in Southeast, the DOT will stick with mechanical trimming of trees and bushes. Woodrow notes that the DOT has used herbicides elsewhere in the state, quote, "with much praise by locals and partnering environmental groups," unquote. Active permits and plans for use of pesticides in Alaska can be viewed on the DEC's Pesticide Control Program website. Another plan filed with the state allows the use of chemicals for vegetation control at Ketchikan's airport. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is permitted for controlling invasive plants at the Mendenhall Wetlands near Juneau. And the Yukon and White Pass Railroad has filed a plan for weed control along its tracks around Skagway. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.